No, I'm at the studio.
Oh, okay. Well, welcome back to the studio.
Here to give COVID to everybody. Woo, COVID!
Okay. Well.
Yeah.
So, welcome to week 849 of the Crankcast.
No!
Yeah?
No!
Yeah?
Nap.
Yarp.
Yarp.
So, how's it going?
We got heater going on. I'll turn it off.
It's not so bad right now.
That's because I already kicked in.
Oh. Well then.
It's way better than it used to be.
No more jet engines?
Yeah, we fixed that.
Well, that's good.
It's not perfect, but it's pretty good.
Do you still have the gurgling water?
When it rains, yeah.
Oh, okay. Okay, well, that's just atmospheric, you know.
It's chilling.
Yeah, it's very, you know, people buy CDs for noises like that.
I'm drawing a 100-foot-tall holographic Sun Ra.
Now, if you're doing a drawing of a hologram, is it really that much different from just doing a drawing of an actual thing?
No, you just...
A little bit of transparency to it or something.
Mess with the alpha channel, yeah.
Yeah. But, I mean, you still have to, like, draw all the same details and stuff, though, right?
Yep, pretty much.
Yeah. Did you say Sun Ra?
Sun Ra.
The band?
It's one guy.
Okay. Why are you drawing that?
It's a secret.
Secrets.
It's not a secret. It's just dumb. It's for Mystery Science Theater.
Oh, okay. Gotcha.
Got a thing for Sun Ra, it seems like.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
It's this generation's Roger Whittaker.
Sure. Not at all, but sure.
Anyway.
How are you doing, Mind Find?
So, I am almost done with the Fosters. I've been binging the shit out of that show.
Okay, yeah.
I think it should be more appropriately titled, 2 years no family could possibly survive intact.
Yep.
Because even though it's 5 seasons, if I'm getting the timeline right from little things they've said, it's only been like, you know, a year and a half, 2 years in their time.
Mm-hmm.
And all the crap that's happened.
Would have decimated anybody else.
Yeah. I mean, that family would be destroyed. You know?
Yeah.
And have gone their separate ways. The kids would be back in the system.
Within, yes.
Yeah, I mean, the kids would be like, if they're alive, they would be back in the system as foster kids again.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's man, it's a nightmare.
Yeah.
Also,
that show, so I've seen it. Did have the best casting of sisters I've ever seen in a show, though.
When she finds her half sister.
Yeah.
Yeah, they actually look a lot alike.
They look related. I had to look it up because it's like there's no way these people aren't related.
Yeah.
But they are not. And one of them's Australian.
I was going to say that. She's a No-American.
Yep.
Actually, another cast member is, too. The other sister's boyfriend, the Matt, I think his name is.
Mm.
He was the one that was in the band with Brandon.
Mm.
I remember him from an Australian show about dancers.
Mm.
So, yeah, there's more than one No-American on there.
Well, they didn't fool me.
Fool me? I didn't know the lead character, Kelly. Yeah. At least I'm calling her the lead because she's the first one we met.
Yeah. She's the one that goes on to have her own show. So.
And pretty much each of the season's main storylines revolve around her. So.
Yeah.
But yeah, I didn't realize it until I got to the end and they were doing a anti-suicide promo and she's speaking in a regular voice.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, say what? Because her accent.
What did you do? What did you say?
Say what? Because her American accent's pretty good.
It is pretty good.
Except somewhere towards the end of season two or beginning of season three, she starts developing this vocal fry.
I'm not good at hearing this vocal fry people talk about.
Well, she was talking fairly normally at first, and then she starts getting into the kind of like when she's talking, you know, you start hearing that stuff in it.
Mm. No, I don't usually hear that.
Oh, okay. I thought that was strange, because I don't know, because she's putting on a second accent anyway, so maybe she was just picking up on what was popular trend at the time. Because that would have been right around that time period when I was reading like all sorts of articles about, you know, that people were finally noticing it and talking about it or whatever. What was the other thing? Oh, they Darren Stevens us twice.
What?
They Darren Stevens us twice.
Oh, there's... Really? I didn't know that.
Yeah, they got rid of Stephen Collins and replaced him with Bruce.
I didn't know Stephen Collins was in that show.
Yeah, he was the first... the first father.
What?
Yeah.
I don't remember that at all.
And he was only on it a few times. And then they replaced him with Bruce Davison.
And Julie's the one that watched it, so...
And then Jesus, they replaced him when they brought him back from boarding school.
Jesus!
Which, at first I didn't like Jesus, too. Jesus? Because they made his character dumber. Yeah, you know? Like, they were already writing him kind of dumb beforehand, anyway, but he wasn't, like, dumb, you know? But they brought him back and they made him kind of dumber. And then they gave him a TBI, and all of a sudden everything just goes out the window, you know? And I'm like, oh, now I feel bad for him, you know? But, yeah, man, wow. So much shit goes on in that show, though.
Yeah.
Is Kelly as much of an asshole in the new show as she is in the Fosters?
They're all very selfish.
Okay. Yeah, because that could be the other title for the show. Callie Foster Adams. Callie Jacobs Adams Foster. Whatever. She's got a billion names. Is an asshole, kind of. It's like she's compulsive. She cannot help but get herself into trouble.
Her sister's worse.
Well, yeah, but she had mental problems.
The show with her.
But she had mental problems. I mean, she tried to commit suicide. But yeah, anyway. So that's just, I'm almost done with the show, and wow, that's been a ride. so I've pretty much been exclusively watching that. Except I did manage to squeeze in. I finally saw Alien vs. Predator Requiem.
Which one was that?
That was the one that's in a small town in Oregon or something like that.
The one that you can't see because it's so dark?
Yes, that's one thing I was going to say about it. It's like half the thing's filmed so dark. You can't make out what the fuck's going on.
I've never seen the whole thing. And when I did see it, I didn't see it yet. So it must have been really dark.
It might have been easier to see in a theater, I would think.
Theaters are always brighter than home.
Yeah, I mean, because you don't have as much, ambient lighting either, I guess.
But, at least that movie is more fun than that first one.
Oh, the Antarctic one?
I thought the first one's really fun. In the snow?
I don't like that one.
It's like a little adventure movie.
Yeah, they find the pyramid underneath the ice and all that.
Yeah, that's way more fun.
It just doesn't make sense for Alien. It doesn't feel like an Alien part.
Nope, it does not. I agree with that. But you said fun. And
yeah, I mean, taking it is... As if I didn't know anything at all about aliens or predators.
Yeah.
Both of them are acceptable. The second one's kind of long and dark.
It was like a comic book to me.
Well, my biggest thing about the second one is neither the aliens nor the predator are acting like they normal. Like the aliens, for one thing, all of a sudden, just an alien warrior can impregnate people. It starts off with face. I mean, because we know the cycle of aliens. You know, it's queen lays egg, egg hatches facehugger impregnates things. Chestburster comes out, turns into warrior, warriors capture things so that eggs can impregnate things. But in this one, the alien that was a predator alien?
Yeah.
Like, it could just stick its thing down somebody's throat and impregnate them itself.
Well, because aliens take on the property of whatever they are, xenomorph.
Right, but I still don't think that, you know, that doesn't match with the life cycle that we've seen evidence in, like, every other movie. At least as far as I could tell, you know. I mean, I can understand it looking like a predator and stuff, because we've seen, like, the, at least in the toys and stuff, we've seen, like, the bull-shaped aliens and stuff.
Yeah.
Bull-shaped aliens.
Yeah, like, that was the other thing, too, is, I mean, if you had all these, like, facehugger critters running around in big woods with lots of wildlife, why didn't we see any, like, deer alien?
I thought there was something like that.
I don't remember seeing anything like that, unless it was in one of those really dark scenes I couldn't see anything.
It's been a while.
Yeah, it has.
I was still love that stupid footage of when they tried to make the dog alien in Alien 3.
Oh, right, yeah.
Like, the animation they ended up with is really great, but when they tried to just put the alien stuff on a dog,
yeah,
it's so good. Because the dog runs so cute. It runs like a little cute dog. It looks really funny.
That reminds me.
The sweetest alien ever.
That reminds me. I know nobody likes that newest one, but I felt really bad when the predator dog got shot in the head and it was, like, lobotomized. And he got killed later on. That made me feel real bad.
Predators? Oh, Predator.
Yeah, the Predator.
The Predator. Yeah.
Which one was that?
That was the one with Olivia Munn.
The Shane Black one.
I'm trying to remember if I saw that one.
Shane Black written one.
And directed.
Well, I'm saying he was in the first one, so you can't say the Shane Black.
I thought the newest Predator I remember seeing was the one where they dropped all the people on the planet as like a hunting ground.
The Predators.
Okay. Yeah, the naming conventions are getting kind of confusing. And why?
A Predator, you can see that there's something in there that was another movie that could have been kind of fun. But it just doesn't come together.
Oh, okay. At first I thought you meant, like, they repurposed it from another thing.
No. The basic premise is his dad finds a piece of Predator technology.
Yeah.
And he sends it home trying to, like, make sure that nobody else finds it. And his son opens it up, and his son is autistic, right?
Yes, his son is autistic.
And thinks that it's a present from his dad.
Superpower autistic.
And so he activates it, which makes the Predators come there.
Oh, yeah, I did see that one.
And there's some moments where I was like, oh, this could be like E.T., like evil E.T. And They don't do that, but...
E.T. Crush Bone?
Yeah. Well, like, the original script for E.T. was supposed to be a home invasion movie with aliens. And then it got rewritten, like, 10 times.
Probably a good call.
But, I mean, all the horror elements are still there at the beginning, especially.
Well, that whole tent scene and stuff was freaked me out when I was a kid. Towards the end. So, with Requiem, I'm guessing that's not canon?
I don't think either of them are canon.
Okay, because that was the other thing is, like, you know, at the end, spoilers for anybody.
They have cannons in them.
Because at the end they turn over the Predator weapon to Yutani.
Yeah.
And I'm sitting there thinking, well, for one thing, if they knew about the aliens and stuff, why were the aliens a surprise in the first Alien movie? Like something they'd never seen before, if they've been to Earth, you know?
It doesn't mean that it got out, though, right?
Well, yeah, but it seemed like it was a surprise to everybody in the movie.
In original Alien?
Yeah.
Well, they're just space truckers.
Right, but the android had contact with the home company, he would think, with Weyland-Yutani, you know? Like, you would think that they would have told him something about it. Like,
I thought he does know stuff about it.
He does.
Well, they don't say that they know anything about it. They just tell him to retrieve it, bring it back for study.
Mm,
because they've encountered, they mentioned in Aliens other aliens.
Yeah. Now, maybe I'm overthinking the canon bit, but
I don't think it works with the Alien vs. Predator necessarily, but I think the implication of it is that they've been looking for alien stuff.
Yeah, I always got the impression that was sort of a general thing, like they wanted to acquire it for technology purposes and stuff, you know? Like, to profit the company or whatever.
Yeah.
Oh, and that was the other thing about Requiem, is I didn't think the Predator was acting pretty normal. Well, normal of what we know of Predators. Like, it was just sort of indiscriminately killing. It wasn't even really taking trophies or anything, you know? And if its whole point was to kill the aliens, it was like, it was killing people just like nothing, you know? And it kept stalking the mother and child.
Like, it just, Predator's got to be a predator, man.
But it wasn't really acting like the predators we know, like the hunters, you know?
Well, he's not really on a hunting job, though, right?
I guess.
Isn't he on a fuck-up?
Maybe it was a revenge thing?
Well, because the beginning, the alien gets out of the Predator ship, right? Like, they're transporting it or something, right?
Yeah, I think. Yeah, yeah.
So it's not like a normal... Like, normally, the normal predators are on, like, hunting jobs, right? Like, it's like a...
It's just sport. Yeah, like,
it's like a dad vacation.
Right, yeah, or like a safari hunting trip. Kind of.
Yeah. And this one isn't that. This is like a fuck-up, right? Like, they were transporting something, something went wrong. Because did they cut back to Predator World and the dude's, like, chilling in his pyramid apartment?
Yeah, yeah.
What, really?
Yeah.
Wow.
He's got, like, a little Predator pyramid apartment.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and like, their ship's, like, the interior, like, has, like, a stone texture. Like,
yeah. And then he's like, oh, shit, stuff's fucked up. I gotta go to Earth and do this shit.
Like, I thought maybe he was acting irrationally because, like, when he finds the dead Predator on the ship, he kind of, like, touches it, like, tenderly for a moment. And I thought maybe it was supposed to be, like, a relative, like a brother or something. Huh?
I'm a Predator wife.
Yeah, like, maybe it was related or something, so it turned into some sort of revenge thing.
My Predator wife!
And maybe that would explain why he wasn't, like...
Man, why I forgot how much I liked that Predator apartment.
It was interesting because they show you that long shot of the city that it's in too.
Like, is that streaming somewhere?
Say what?
Is that streaming somewhere?
Yeah, I watched it on Amazon.
Oh, yeah,
the uncut version. I
that apartment.
Yeah, you just zoom right in on that scene, and then that's enough. I remember people not thinking very much of it when it came out, so I decided to watch it because I'd never seen it. And yeah, it's got its problems.
Predator wife.
Predator wife. Predator boar is more like it.
You know why you like the first Alien vs. Predator?
Why?
Because it's by your favorite director.
I knew that.
That's why.
But that's not, it's not like I'm a fan of his style.
No, you're a mega fan.
I realize that he's not the greatest director ever.
It is. It's your favorite.
I like stupid action movies.
And that guy, he's your dad's. He's like your daddy.
Who's your daddy?
Just because.
It's Mike W.S. Norton.
Look, it's not my fault you guys don't like those Resident Evil movies.
Who are you talking to? I love those Resident Evil movies.
Second one.
Oh, right. I forget who I was talking about. It always makes me laugh when people, act like those movies have a hierarchy of which ones are better than the other.
They're
the second one's terrible. Yeah.
They're all dumb and terrible.
The second one loses all of its internal coherency is a problem.
No, none of them make sense.
Well, sure. I mean, they get a little more wacky as they go on, but at least they, like, stick to their thing, you know? Two just ignores all kinds of shit. Like, it doesn't matter.
What do you mean?
The biggest glaring one is the graveyard scene. You can't reanimate something that's not there anymore. Like, when you got, like, half skeletons coming up out of the ground from a T-virus, it doesn't work that way. That's just not the way that universe works.
They're zombies.
They're reanimated corpses, which, yes, are zombies, but not zombies like skeletons coming up out of graves and stuff, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, they are. You know why? Because it happened. You saw it.
But it's wrong. And eventually, I fully expect them to do a re-edited cut a la Highlander 2, you know, of Resident Evil 2, and have it make more sense.
You've insulted me, both of you. You both insult me.
Alien looks so stupid with threads.
Yeah, it did look kind of corny. One of the things I was surprised about that movie is, well, it doesn't really have anybody that was like an A-lister in it. Which I guess I shouldn't be surprised by that, but still, for a franchise of that size, you would figure they would at least land like one big fish.
Bird fish.
But even all the B-listers I recognized, like Canadian actors and stuff like that, like that stood out to me because I recognized them as opposed to everybody else in the cast I didn't recognize. Like they killed them off really fast. You know, that movie's got a really high body count.
That's the point of the movie. I don't know if you knew that.
It's kind of like the Jason X of that franchise.
The horror slasher movie.
I think if a movie has a verse in the title, well, okay, this is kind of not working, actually. Or Superman versus Batman, but in general...
What about X versus Sever?
If it's two franchises, it's not going to have anyone in it.
You think they're spending too much on the licensing?
No, like, too embarrassing.
Oh, okay, I got you, yeah. Well, I don't know, though. I mean, we've seen, like, big people in really kind of dumb licensed movies, like, you know, Battleship.
Battleship.
Yeah, but that doesn't have a verse in the title.
I like Battleship.
Oh, right.
Battleship's real dumb, and I think that's a good movie.
Oh, yeah, I mean, I don't hate Battleship, but I'm saying it's a dumb movie, you know? It's, like, based on a game, and it had nothing, you know, whatever. But... Yeah, well, okay. I think until somebody can disprove it, you're right, Sean. Versus thing's kind of a...
You know what makes me mad in Battleship? There's no scene where, like, they're just randomly firing. Oh, no, there isn't there.
It's been a while since I've seen it, but yeah, I think there was where they were just trying to hit something.
Okay, I take it back. But most of the movie should be them trying to guess where shit is. And firing.
Oh, that's the whole twist of the movie is that they do that at the end.
The very end.
Yeah, they bring that manual Battleship out of mothballs or whatever.
Yeah, I forgot. I'm bad.
But does anybody actually say the line in the movie?
Yes.
Yes, they do.
Okay. Well, it's been a while since I saw it. I don't remember.
So was there? No. I never got to see it, but there's just the Eek movie, and then there's a Server movie.
A what? What are you saying?
The X versus Sever?
Eek
versus Sever.
I think it's supposed to be X, right?
There should be two movies before that, then, right?
Yeah, an X movie and a Sever movie?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think it was a big franchise over in Malaysia.
What? Really?
No, I don't know what I'm talking about. I'm pretty sure that's a standalone movie.
Yeah.
But yes, we should see the prequels that are the separate movies.
That's not an American movie, though, is it?
It's probably Canadian.
Hmm.
Sure, blame it on Canada. Wasn't X versus Sever the subtitle though? Didn't it have another name?
Yeah, like Ballistic
I know I've seen this. Oh, God, that was 2002.
The weirdest thing about that movie is, for some reason, all I can remember is them showing off this scene where I think Lucy Liu jumps off of a building and a bunch of people are falling also with her, and then she lands on top of a car and the windows like blow out. But they try to make it like it was a big deal, special effect, like stunt.
And you try it.
I think Entertainment Tonight ran a whole special on it. But like,
Okay, so now I'm wondering if I've ever actually seen this movie, because I did not remember Antonio Banderas was one of the...
He's like X or something.
That's what I'm saying. I didn't remember it was him until I looked it up.
He's Eek.
He's Eek.
He's Eek.
How you forgot about Eek, man?
Oh, and this is one of those, those Canadian-German co-op films.
It feels like a foreign movie.
Yeah. Oh, okay, it was a triple co-production. Canada, Germany, and the United States. And it's frequently described as one of the worst films ever made.
Look at those Predator buildings.
If you're listening along, go look up the Predator buildings.
It's 6 minutes and 30 seconds. Predator buildings.
And then you can close the movie up.
I think there's some lava pouring off the sides of this cliff. Anyway, I hate those lists of the worst movies, because being in the studio, none of the movies that Mike has watched have ever been on those lists.
Right, okay.
I've never seen a bad movie before.
I say it all the time. I am constantly finding sub-basements to the bottom of the barrel. Nobody knows what the worst movie is,
because
they don't dare look into that abyss.
I'm like, that Ballistic was probably watchable.
I'm thinking maybe I should actually watch this just to see what it is. It's got a 0% approval rating on Rotten Tomatoes.
So,
is
one of them like a hacker?
I'm trying to see. I'm doing a quick scan of the plot.
So when they make these lists,
X is an FBI. Eek is an FBI agent.
Oh, okay. The beginning of the list for like worst movies, it should have a budget cap where it's like it had to have cost over $1 million or something like that. You know.
And I think that's usually what people's definition is.
Oh, and Sever is a. Orphan Chinese girl, the DIA? Oh, Defense Intelligence Agency. Adopted to train. She's a Hannah.
You're a Hannah.
So, it's an assassin and an FBI agent.
Can you imagine somebody that writes one of those things, those lists about the worst movies, actually watching that, whatever, Bone Thugs? Whatever that fucking movie was about the guys that want to be rappers, so they decide to murder everybody.
Oh, wow. I forgot about that.
That wasn't even a movie.
What's the one where the camera's just mounted out in front of the front yard?
That's Alien Beasts. It's actually, I forget the director's name. It's his name, apostrophe, Alien Beast. And that's a special case.
Yeah, but I love that like the camera's mounted and you have to kind of walk back around the camera to get into the shot.
I swear my brother and I made that movie when we were kids.
I tend to think these lists like are, you know, when you see the worst of stuff, I think a lot of it's just knee-jerk shit, you know, like where it's easy to make fun of stuff. And like they just use it to poke fun at things that people commonly know about or whatever, you know? Because I don't know. However bad Ballistic is, I know I've seen worse movies. Like, I just know I have. Or at least sat through parts of worse movies.
Mm-hmm.
My friend just, sorry, this is totally unrelated. My friend just texted me, and he's like, you know what's wrong with Boba Fett? Boba Fett should be dating the bride.
Boba Fett shouldn't what?
It should be dating the bride.
Oh, okay.
And that makes sense to me.
What?
Like, if he, the guy that we've seen under the original helmet, I could totally see Danny McBride.
I'm blanking out on Danny McBride for some reason. So I'm going to look him up.
He's from Alien... Oh, wait. Is that Alien?
No. Covenant, yeah.
Alien Covenant.
Which one was Covenant?
That's the one where... It's the sequel to Prometheus.
No, he's in Prometheus.
No, he's in the second one.
Mm. He's the pilot, that's all I know.
Oh, he was in Pineapple Express, too. Okay.
He wrote the new Halloween movie.
Gotcha. I now identify who he is.
He's been drinking green tea all day.
What was the, was it Nike? What was the ad he was
doing? I don't know. I like that part of Hot Rod. He's beating somebody with a garbage can saying, I've been drinking green tea all day.
My favorite part in that movie is still after the riot. And damn, that was fucked up. And then he's holding a TV.
Hmm. Let's see. Is Ballistic on Amazon? Surely that's got to be a free movie, right? It is currently unavailable on Prime Video.
What the fucking god?
Jeez.
There was a Game Boy of Ballistic.
A game?
Yeah.
I remember this now. Yeah.
I just remember it because it was right around when I, you know, first moved to Chicago, and there were like billboards up for it and stuff, and like on sides of buses and things. Like they were promoting the shit out of that movie.
But Blaylock really liked that movie.
I don't remember. I never went and saw it with him. And when I first moved there, we went and saw, like, you know, Resident Evil and stuff like that together. Me, him, and Susan and stuff. Bummer. I gotta find some place to watch this movie. Director, Chaos.
What?
The director of Ballistic was Chaos? K-A-O-S?
No!
Well, his full name, I guess, is... I can't say it.
Chaos J. Chaosington.
Chaos. You know, it was Chaos McBride, actually.
Oh, so, because it's E-C-K-S, that's why I kept saying the
Eeks. It's Wyk Chaosyanadanda.
No, it's not.
I told you, I can't pronounce it. I don't know.
Chaos!
But I guess Chaos.
Director of Tekken 2.
Tekken 2?
Yeah.
I've seen Tekken 1.
And Zero Tolerance, starring Dustin Nguyen.
I didn't know there was a Tekken 2.
Kazuya's Revenge.
Hmm.
Did he get this job? He did a movie called Fa.
Fa?
Fa.
About the soup?
Yes. X versus Sever. Tell you what. I mean, I don't really know what, but you know. Anyway, what else is new?
Nothing.
Really? Nothing. Whole week. Nothing.
I mean, I've been working. I've been trying to write music, and it hasn't gone well. And that's it.
Okay, I understand. Especially if the strings last, I tend not to change guitar strings for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
I don't change them until I'm kind of forced to, like when they actually start corroding badly and rusty and stuff.
I don't ever had that problem.
I am rough on strings. Whatever's my body in my body chemistry, my sweat.
It sounds like Crank put some Skank on it.
I put some Crank on it.
Yeah, I hate you so much.
Whatever it is, like I corrode. Like, unless a watch is an actual stainless steel or something, I mess up watches all the time. My sweat kills, is what I'm saying.
You might have a problem.
But sometimes, you know, I run across strings, especially if I'm not super sweaty while I'm playing them, that last a long time. So I had this acoustic that I had, you know, a set of strings on from the factory from when I first got it, and they've been on about 3 years. And frankly, I liked the way they sounded. Like, they were nice and kind of broken in. Didn't have that over-twang kind of thing going on. Stayed in tune great. You know? But because I had the guitar that long and, you know, humidity or lack of thereof, I had to take them off because I needed to oil the fretboard. So what?
Oil
it. Yes. I had to... smack it, flip it, and rub it down?
Oh, no.
Maybe? It definitely involved oil, anyway. I had to oil it, so I had to take the strings off, and I put new strings on it, and, man, I just can't get used to the sound now. It doesn't sound like the same guitar anymore.
Yeah.
Like, do you ever run into that problem when you're changing strings?
No, I like the way new strings sound.
Oh. Well, okay then. Never mind. That was a long story with no point.
I mean...
It's alright.
I'm sorry.
No problem. It's alright.
I'm sorry, you gross, sweaty person.
I am a sweaty person. I sweat very easily.
You're a gross, sweaty person, is what I said.
I can be a gross, sweaty person. I'm not always a gross, sweaty person.
You're a gross, sweaty person.
Now, you see what I'm doing here? This is like the vocal fry. Yeah.
You're
a vocal fry. But anyway, so I got the, you know, got that fretboard on that acoustic oil that looks beautiful now. Because it was getting kind of like dried out and icky looking. Plus, you don't want your fretboard to dry out because it can shrink and then you start getting overhang from your fret ends.
I have that problem right now with the guitar in the studio.
Was it always like that, or did it develop?
No,
like
it just gotten dragged from the heater.
Oh, yeah, see? You gotta watch it with that stuff. Especially with the rosewood. Like, if you got the sealed maple, it's not as bad.
It is sealed maple.
Oh, and it shrunk anyway?
Yeah.
Huh, that's weird.
It's not just rosewood. I got a humidifier in here, and I always forget to turn it on.
It might be a temperature thing, too. Because, I mean, technically the sealed fretboard shouldn't suffer as much from humidity problems. But at least I think, as far as I know. So, yeah, now I got to wire in some new pickups and another guitar.
I don't go that far with stuff.
Well, I wanted to change them. It came with humbuckers so I wanted to put in a couple of, like, P90s. I think that'll sound cool. Daddy-o.
I don't have a P90 guitar.
It's cool, Daddy-o.
Shut up.
Cool. Right on. Cool.
No. No!
Zabadoo.
What? Shut up!
Hey, I'm going to make that my catchphrase one of these days.
I don't want you to.
Zabadoo.
No! Stop it! Zabadoo. Zabadoo.
That's probably how it developed. That got stuck in my head. Lodged in my head at some point in my youth. You know. Okay. I don't know. You probably don't remember this because I didn't describe it very well. But some time ago, I was trying to explain a show that I saw in my childhood that I was trying to find again, but I couldn't really. All I remembered about it was some kids had their own newspaper in this like kind of garagey thing or something, and they were getting these weird adventures, and that was pretty much like the extent of what I remembered about it. And that I probably watched it on like PBS or something.
Was it Ghost Rider?
No, and I remember people suggesting stuff, and I would look at it, and I was like, that's not right. But I think I found it. It turns out it was a late 70s Canadian show called Read All About It. And I looked it up and watched part of the first episode, and it's weird. There's like a supercomputer in there and a portal to an alien world. And, like, there is the newspaper and the kids and stuff, you know, but... So, I think I finally identified this show, and I was kind of happy about that.
You want a cookie?
Read All About It. Yeah.
No, I don't.
Well, maybe if I took my drawing glove off and my snaps sounded more like snaps, that would be better.
I don't like this man.
I know.
Oh, silver face. Oh, no. Oh, God.
I keep looking at your Read All About.
Oh, my goodness.
I don't want to look at it.
Look at them.
It looks like something I would have changed if it was on PBS.
Oh, God.
Read All About It.
Oh, no. Oh, it's so scary.
And each episode's only like, you know, 10 to 15 minutes long.
Oh, thank God.
So I think, you know, you guys could probably watch it in the studio.
You motherfucker, do you think this is Space Precinct quality? You son of a bitch. How dare you? How dare you blaspheme?
Hey, it's got this Canadian stamp of approval.
You know what's crazy? Huh. That means that the Canadian government
help get paid. I appreciate how much the Canadian government pours into their, you know, entertainment industry and stuff.
They're like, this is art!
It's very Canadian!
This is very Canadian!
We approve! And then this big rubber stamp goes down. Like,
getting very Canadian in here!
So Canadian. Which reminds me that, so yeah, I read a thing in a news article yesterday or the day before that, apparently, people who study foreign policy and stuff like that in Canada, professors and stuff like that, they're warning that they might have to fend off an influx of Americans soon.
What do you mean?
Well, they're worried about Trump regaining power and basically, you know, the U.S. turning into a fascist, like, state. And mm-hmm. So they might have to secure their border against mm-hmm. against America. Which...
Really?
What you gonna do?
Which, I don't know. By all accounts, those Mounties are, you know, some pretty fierce motherfuckers.
Are they?
That's what I've heard. Yeah.
Never heard that.
Who said that?
You don't cross a Mountie, man.
Did the mountain say it yourself?
No, they're too modest for that. They're too Canadian to brag like that. But, yeah, anyway. So, Read All About It.
No.
You should.
I will not.
I think you oughta.
Eat it.
You oughta know. You Ottawa?
You Ottawa?
And the other thing I watched was the pilot of Chico and the Man.
Really?
Yeah, and that's I loved that show when I was a little kid, and I didn't see it until it was like in syndication, obviously, because when it was on the air. I was like just born and four by the time it went off, you know. So I probably would have watched it in the late 70s, early 80s or something like that. But I just remember absolutely loving it. I wanted to live in a van, which I did actually wind up living in a van for a while. But I just, you know, but I haven't really seen the show since I was a little kid. So I decided to look it up and watch the pilot, and it's, how do I want to put this? It's funny, but it's also rough in certain ways that only contextually considering the time period makes it, like, acceptable.
What show are you talking about?
Chico and the Van. Because it's just sort of like, you know, you hear somebody talking about something, you're just like, oh, Jesus Christ, those are problems we still have. And this was comedy back then. Like, you know. But it was a charming pilot. I mean, the old guy and Chico worked well together.
Freddie Prinze,
yeah, I couldn't remember the name. And I completely, because I was reading on it, I did not remember that they carried it on after he died for another season and replaced him with a little kid. Which I don't know if I just never saw that season or I blanked it from my memory, much like Highlander is to you. But anyway, so there's some stuff. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, unfortunately.
All right. Right on, right on. Yeah.
Shut up.
Zabadoo.
Stop it with the Zabadoo.
Ubadaz?
What is that even?
Well, what's Zabadoo? I don't know.
Ubadaz?
I was just saying Zabadoo backwards.
I'm so mad at you right now.
Man, I still can't find Ballistic. I mean, I guess I could if I... Probably it's on Netflix or something, you know, but I don't have Netflix. Yeah, I was hoping maybe I could find it on YouTube or something, you know. But apparently even people on YouTube don't want to watch it. Or I'm just not seeing it.
Can't imagine one.
I don't know. So... What do you want to talk about? What's on your mind, Mike?
Oh, nothing. Just trying to get things done. Having a little bit of, New Year's funk.
New Year's funk? Are you saying you got the funk?
Well, sort of. I would like to be more funky. But I've lost the funk.
No mojo.
But I'm trying to get it. I'm just trying to work for it. Being me. Mike being me.
Nose to the grindstone.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
That's what I do.
You go, Ghoul.
That's right.
For anybody wondering in the U.S., you can, I think it's on the 24th is when you can start filing your taxes.
Of this month?
Yeah.
Mm, I think
it's the 24th. 24th or 28th?
I need to get on it earlier this year. I'm probably going to owe a lot.
I've already got my spreadsheet ready for my tax guy.
Look at you.
Yeah, I decided to be proactive. I jumped on it, logged on my, like, business purchases, logged all my expenses, like, I log all the payments I get in as I go during the year, so that's, I don't have to go back and try to figure out stuff later.
You use, like, a special software?
No, I just use an Excel spreadsheet.
Oh.
And I've got some macros, like, to tally up columns and stuff like that. Just, you know, basic equal sum parentheses, whatever the column numbers I want. Just to keep track of grand totals for things and stuff, like running totals.
Good for you.
And unfortunately, because of the business we work in, like, the actual companies are pretty good about getting out their 1099s on time. Mm-hmm. Which I'm trying to remember what the deadline that you're supposed to have those sent out for is.
It is not.
Is it the end of January?
Yeah.
Okay.
Because it was telling me.
Because
I, in case I have to send some out to like you or.
Right.
Which I don't think I spent enough to do that this year.
I can tell you, at least for me.
Well, don't, I don't need to know right now.
I'm just saying, you know, I've got this handy dandy spreadsheet. But, so, what was my point? Yeah, so like, you know, Oni or like, if I've done direct work for Dark Horse or Image, which actually I did do Dark Horse work this year. So, like, those companies are pretty on the ball, they're pretty good at it, but like, anybody that's not a real business, like, I'll sometimes have to wait until like April or June or something, you know, to actually get my 1099s. I'm like, you know, you were supposed to send that out a long time ago, right?
That's wild.
So I, that's part of the reason why I keep track of all my deposits and like income as I'm going.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't have to wait for 1099s. I can just take it to the tax guy. And if something's like egregiously different by the time I get one, then I can just file an amendment or something.
Good.
So yeah, I got this all logged. I guess I did no paying work for you this year, or at least not paid by you.
See, that's why I'm going to have so much to pay this year.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't see you on here anywhere. Oh, there you go. Because, anyway, so yeah, got all that taken care of. So I'm kind of, you know, I'm just chomping the bit waiting. I got to pay my last quarterly installment, which kind of sucks because it's the same week I've got to pay mortgage and stuff like that, so it's kind of a crunch week.
Mm-hmm.
I'm in that freelancer position where I'm not a terribly great business person as far as keeping stuff in order, I guess. But I don't make enough to actually hire somebody to be like a business manager. So I'm stuck having to do it myself anyway.
Person that does. I don't know a single person that has a business manager or keeps on top of this, Crank. You're not an unusual person.
Well, I'm not saying I'm unusual. It just makes us all equally bad at it. You know? I mean, there are some people like... Well, I mean, you know, it helps when you've got like a spouse that's got a head for things or something. Like take like Toni Moore and Kara, right? Like she's pretty much his business manager.
Yeah.
Or whatever you want to call it. At least that was always the impression I got anyway. So, you know, it helps when you're in that situation. Like, cause you, all you have to do is worry about the art. You don't have to think about it, you know? But for most of us, it's not like that. Which is okay. I guess.
No.
Hopefully, though, if I figure my stuff up right, I think I'm not going to owe the government anything this year.
Ugh. I used to be able to do that.
I'm guessing against my estimated payments that I've already made.
Mm-hmm.
The weird, I don't know, does your accountant recommend, like, if you get a refund from the IRS, does he just roll it over into your next month's payment or whatever?
That's kind of what I do, yeah.
Okay, because that's what mine usually says. Like, just go ahead and roll it over, you know, that way you don't have to worry about money coming and going and stuff, I guess.
I have done that. I don't know if I usually do it.
Hmm. 1099, is it 1099s or, no, 1040 is what you submit. Yeah, okay, sorry. Taxes, yay!
No, I don't want to talk
about it. You're making my anxiety.
Yeah, I don't know. He loves talking about it, though.
Joy.
He has a lot of fun talking about taxes.
Because that's how we participate in our government and economy.
You hate our government.
I don't hate our government. Or at least, I don't hate our system of government.
I hate that we have to do this, and it's so obvious that they, like, there's no reason that we need to do this. It should just be automatic. I don't understand.
Not that I disagree, but I'm betting that, you know, if you tried to make it automatic, then there would be nothing but outcry about it, because people want to feel like they have some control over it, even if they hate it.
They want to have control to cheat on it.
Well, that too, yes.
You should be able to, you know, put in all your expenses and all that shit, but, like, the fact that you have to gather up all your shit...
Well, like, if I was sensible, I would just log this stuff as I do it. Like, all my purchases and all that crap. Because then I wouldn't have to worry about it at the end of the year.
You know who's already logging it while you do it?
Say what?
You know who's already logging it while you're doing it?
The government?
Yeah.
Yeah. But...
They should send you a bill at the end of the year. If you have receipts and exceptions for, like, anytime you check that, how many people, like, probably 99% of people check the standard deduction, right? Because itemized deductions don't get them anything. If you want to itemize it, then you say, hey, here's it with these items attached to, you know, justify the new amount that I'm paying. But otherwise, most people are just going to say, like, yeah, all right, that was good, and then pay it.
That would simplify
things. A couple of sheets to show you how they came up with that number, and you can cross-check those numbers if you're super into it or whatever, but there's no reason for it.
It's just, wasn't it literally because of, like, a tax, what are those companies called?
Tax software? Like, tax prep?
Yeah, the companies that work for you.
Yeah, they lobby against, like, simplifying tax laws and stuff all the time.
It's like,
Quicken and TurboTax or whatever.
Yeah, well, it was H&R Block in the day.
Yeah, that's right. It's
like, they're the people who did most of the lobbying.
Yeah, that's who I was trying to
help. Yeah, they've poured a lot of money into lobbying against anything that would actually cut into their profits.
Yeah.
So.
Cool.
Yeah. Yay, tax season.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, all right.
Yeah.
I'll stop that. Somebody just sneezed? Are you a Scooby-Doo ghost?
I'm not a Scooby-Doo ghost.
You don't want to see what's under my mask.
It's another... mic head, but much smaller.
Oh, no, that's
like literally the mask action figures. You have like little like pinheads so the masks fit on top.
Surprise, motherfucker!
Mike wears a prosthetic head just to disguise the fact that his real head's tiny.
You weren't expecting this, were you?
His cargo is sold into wings.
Oh boy. Instead of mask, it's misc, Mike, Mike's. Sorry, I couldn't quite pull that one together.
You insulted me.
Which you? The tiny head you?
Why never can I find out what I need? What is this crap?
Use your inside voice.
What am I doing here?
Drawing a giant hologram?
You know what I need.
Okay.
You know what I'm doing.
Well, most of us don't.
Balloon!
Spoon! Are we just on word association?
No.
Oh, okay. Anyway, do we email anything?
I don't know.
Because it's about that time. And I am I'm looking at the list of things in stores this week. Trying to identify if there's anything that, you know, we need to mention.
Why did I do that? Oh, is it ARG? That's why I did it.
ARG! It's very much ARG, yes.
I got a trackpad, and it's driving me crazy, trying to get used to it.
How does your Is it, what kind of trackpad is it?
It's the Apple Magic trackpad.
Okay. When I first got my HD, or 22HD, I tried to keep my old, bamboo tablet, because it was a touch tablet, too, besides using a pen.
Bamboo tablet.
And I thought that would be handier than having to use a mouse or something like that for when I didn't want to necessarily have the pen in my hand. Plus, you
Jeff
know,
is coughing.
I'm coughing. I'm stretching.
Plus, you know, you could do gestures with it and stuff like that, and pinch and things to zoom. Mm-hmm. But the problem was is that the Wacom mm-hmm. driver for the bamboo wouldn't work with the Wacom driver with the 22HD. Like, you couldn't have them both installed for some reason.
Yeah.
Which I thought was kind of bunk.
Wacom drivers are always screwing around.
I never thought that, like, we had rock solid stable audio drivers before we have stable pen drivers, but here we are.
That's the state of things.
We have no email.
Okay. Well, that's fine.
And I believe it's all your fault.
Too much talking about Bernie Wrights and pop-ups? No, sorry. Will Eisner pop-ups?
What? You didn't say anything about that.
And last week, I talked about the Will Eisner pop-up book I bought.
Oh.
And you actually engaged in the conversation with me.
Oh, I don't remember anything about it.
You sure don't.
I'm sorry, I love you.
I tell you.
I'm not a good friend, is what it comes down to.
Oh, knock it off. Do you have anything in stores this week?
Do I have anything in stores?
Because I know you've been working on some various odds and ends, but I don't know what exactly.
I have, I believe there's, I don't know if it was out last week or this week, but I have a Justice League Incarnate app coming out.
Not this week, it doesn't look like.
Okay, was it last week?
I don't know, it's kind of hard to pull up on this website. Last week's stuff.
But yeah, I did part of it, and Burnham did part of it.
I want to say that might have actually been last week, because I sort of remember you telling me about it.
And then there was another artist who's really good, but I'm forgetting their name.
Yeah, that happens to me a lot.
Because I suck.
Well, all right then. So, I'm still just I'm scrawling through stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Scrawling stuff.
So, yeah, so, I don't know, man. I just don't know. I saw an interesting thing, picture of a thing posted, these G.I. Joe stickers from the 80s that were this weird kind of hologram sticker that I had never seen before, and they were actually pretty neat.
Hologram stickers.
Well, not, I guess, hologram? Hologrammatic? Hologram adjacent?
Holographic.
Do you remember that hologram video game that was like a low white table?
Yes. And I've seen one that's a stand-up one out of Galloping Ghost here.
It was like a time travel game.
Yeah, yeah. There's actual people in it. It's live action.
Right, yeah. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
I don't remember what that was called.
I forget it, too.
But that much in the vein of, like, you know, the space games and Dragon's Lair and stuff, Space Ace and Dragon's Lair, I never got very far into it. That thing just chewed up my quarters like crazy because it was that
probably
thing.
Expensive. It was probably a dollar or something.
And you had to react in a certain, like, very quick time frame and remember the patterns and stuff.
Yeah, that's what those games were.
Yeah, essentially you were just walking through prompting through a story or dying. Like,
mm-hmm.
You really weren't making much in the way of a practical decision.
Yeah.
But I remember just thinking it was a really neat. It wasn't even that interesting of a game. It was just neat to look at. Like, The console itself was designed very like future motif, and it was all white plastic. It was, you know, it predated all the more modern occurrences of things being all white.
Mm-hmm.
And it was like this glossy white thing with this dark interior, and you look down into it, and there was this like hologram person wandering around in a cowboy outfit and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And I think there were Roman warriors or something too.
Mm-hmm. I remember.
Yeah. So, holograms, they're the future.
Hologram.
The only thing I see that I worked on this week is Oni Press, Rick and Morty Corporate Assets number 3. Which is written by James Asmus?
James Asma?
James Asmus, yeah, and Jarrett Williams on art. And I don't remember who colored it. Last name's Lawson, but I can't remember the first name. Because I'm just bad like that. Swiss cheese memory.
Lawson.
But yeah, so that's this week in stores. But you know, there's plenty of other shit in stores that you can go get too.
None of it's good like our stuff, though.
Rule of right. I mean, of course, when there's stuff of ours in stores, then that just sort of stands out. But you know, the rest of it's good too. It's not like it's, you know, sub.
No, none of it's good except for ours.
It's not like it's sub X versus Sever or something.
Oh.
Or
X versus suck.
Yeah, work on that one.
I'm letting the guys. It's pretty good.
Work on that one a little bit.
Sons of bitches.
I mean, I understand you're workshopping it right now, but...
Like, I ain't workshopping. Everything I say is perfect. Free form, baby.
Oh, well. Free dumb, maybe.
I'm only a pig.
You get what I did there, though? D-U-M-B? Free dumb?
I'll get you one of these days.
And my little dog, too?
Anybody tired of Crank? Huh. Anybody?
Guys, I'm so bad at Wordle.
What is Wordle? Is it like crossword?
It's like Hangman.
Okay.
So it's always a 5-letter word, and then each time you guess, if you get a letter right, it's either yellow or green, and if it's yellow, the letter's in the word, and if it's green, it's in the space where the word, the letter is in the word.
Mm.
Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how to spell.
No, well, that'd be a problem.
And I don't know words, obviously.
Oh.
I've learned that.
Surprised you're playing this.
It's a fun little... two-minute distraction.
Is it better than Jules?
I mean, Jules takes up a lot more of your time than 2 minutes.
My mom likes the chicken one.
What?
It's not... He wasn't talking about a game.
No, the one that's like,
I like turtles.
My mom likes the chicken one.
My mom likes the chicken one. And then you just hear him just drop his microphone and run downstairs.
No, it's some sort of
screaming in his backyard.
You know, it's like a word unscramble, like where they give you a bunch of letters and you see how many different words you can make out of it. But it's like, it's got a chicken theme with eggs and chickens and stuff.
It must be really addictive is all I know, because everybody seems to be playing.
Okay, so you know the game I'm talking about.
No, I'm talking about Wordle. I don't know what the fuck you're talking about. That's crazy shit.
Oh.
It's easy
because
it's just an algorithm, so it's like, you just end up playing.
But words is hard. Anyway.
No.
So,
yes, friend.
I guess any final words, final thoughts?
My final thought is get funky.
Get funky.
My final words are, to join the disco squad, you have to get down and get funky.
Huh. So you couldn't just get down?
No.
No. You couldn't just get funky?
No. You have to get down and get funky.
Is that the order?
That's Queen Bee's rules, not mine.
So that's like the order, though, that you need to do it in. You can't get funky first.
Yes, they do. Well, they don't say that it has to be in that order, but that's the order that they say it in. So.
Huh. Okay. Well, I will try to first get down, and then get funky.
You can try, but it won't work for you.
Oh, are you saying I can't get down or get funky?
I'm just saying you don't seem like somebody that can do this.
Hmm. Okay. Well,
I mean, I'm your friend, and I would support you if you wanted to do this, but I don't think you can get down and get funky.
Okay.
So, as your friend, I'm trying to prevent you from causing harm to yourself.
Well, I suppose that's just something I'm going to have to live with.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you'll have to live with it.
Well, all right.
Okay, though. You'll be all right.
Oh, here's a terrible movie I'd never seen from 1991 called Steel and Lace. It has something to do with cyborgs.
I know what you're talking about, but I don't know if I've seen it.
It looks really bad. Like, really bad.
Shut up, coward.
I just got a Blu-ray release.
I haven't watched a bad movie in a while. Unless you count Matrix Resurrections.
Was that not good?
It was alright. It definitely wasn't the strongest.
Oh, you're speaking as if you can actually rank the order of the Matrix movies.
You motherfucker.
See what I did there? I took it all the way back.
You motherfucker. It wasn't anywhere as good as Resident Evil 2.
How did it stack up, against, say, I don't know, Highlander 2?
Nothing. Nothing. What? There's no such thing.
Of course there isn't. No worries.
What's the one with the wizard in a cave?
That's the one three. Called Wizard, the Wizard.
Highlander 3.
The Wizard.
Is that 3?
Yeah.
I thought that's later. No,
well, you think it's later because it was made way later.
Yeah.
It's the one, Mario Van Peebles is the titular wizard.
In the cave.
And he has black teeth.
I mean, you would see if you're in a cave, so probably have a toothbrush.
I would think, like, chewing on the cave crickets and stuff would probably keep your teeth clean, but...
Or maybe he's cleaning it with coal.
Cave crickets.
Carbon.
Carbon quicker.
Oh, yeah. The leftover charcoal from the fires. That keeps his breath fresh, too. Well, alright then. I guess you can reach us at crankcast.com, crankcast@gmail.com, Mike's website is IHateMike.com. You can go to battlepug.com, reasonable battlepug. CadenceComicArt.com is art. Sean's at end. Thank you for flying. Josh is around.
He just actually left to go to the bathroom.
Well, I mean, he's around online, is what I mean to say.
Oh, yeah, but pray you never find him.
Right, or that he finds you.
Yeah.
We'll
be in trouble.
You know, there's various Instagrams, and like people still do Twitter and stuff, so you can find people there, too. You know, whatever. All right.
Like I said, pray you don't find me.
So have a good weekend, and we will see you all next week. Goodbye.
Goodbye!